The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Mackey's back in time.
On the fan on this Tuesday morning. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours, taking you all the way to 5 o'clock. And the warm-up show, taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Fliegerman on the other side. And again, on this Election Day Tuesday, we made it. 3 hours till 5 a.m. And we're going to get to everything. We'll get to the opt-out that never was. In the case of Gerrit Cole, standing up to Scott Boras, and Scott Boras keeps taking L's all the way up until his Juan Soto contract. And I don't know how you take an L on that, but maybe Scott Boras is going to try and find out. But as we start this Tuesday morning, and we're coming off Monday Night Football, where the Chiefs just don't lose, right? You got two-point conversions back in the conversation again after the Giant debacle and everybody hating on two-point conversions. An opportunity to go win a game and beat the defending champions on the road when you're the Tampa Bay Bucks and you're missing your two best offensive players and you come down and Baker Mayfield ties the game and instead of going for the win, you're playing for overtime against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. What dopes. The amount of dopes head coaching in the NFL is amazing to me. And when is someone going to step up and beat this team? You know, I mean, it's amazing to me. DeAndre Hopkins is just getting warmed up, going to start to get into the fold and start to communicate and work with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And this offense, you've seen obviously now Travis Kelce, back-to-back games of double-digit receptions. This team was struggling. This team continues to win games despite, you know, they shouldn't. They're much better than this Tampa Bay. You expect them to be as defending two-time champ. You expect them to be better than Tampa Bay, but they're right there in all these games, and it's amazing. They just find ways to win. The fact that they're undefeated and Patrick Mahomes is having a mid-season, that they are undefeated, and they haven't had a running back. They've had injuries and disasters at wide receiver. Like, the idea they are undefeated just speaks to the greatness that is Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the culture they have built there, and just the idea that they know exactly how to win. And, you know, as we talk about head coaching and we talk about winning cultures and we talk about all this stuff, I turned to the Giants today, and I got to tell you, I know we've talked a lot about Brian Daboll and the decisions he made in that game and everything else, but again, the announcement today, and I don't want to just focus on Daniel Jones over and over and over again. I don't. But as I sit here today, and I'm getting ready as a Giant fan to try and think about the future, because that's where we are now that officially week 9 is over, week 10 is about to start, the Giants are going to fly out to Germany to take on the lowly Carolina Panthers. And what I'm telling you is an important game to go out there and lose. And the announcement today that Daniel Jones is still going to be the quarterback for the New York Giants makes absolutely no sense to me. And I'll tell you this. I respect Brian Daboll. I think he can be, has been, and will be a good head coach in this league. I question a lot of things about him. I question his play calling. I question his ability to put together a two-point conversion, that's for sure, 0 for 6, coming out of the two attempts in Week 9 last week on Sunday. I debate whether or not he can fix the offensive line, like all the same issues that have built this, that have hindered this team, that we have seen the same mistakes with the kicker, the play calling issues, everything else that has gone on. I still believe in this guy, and I've been yelling about this over and over and over again. And they're playing. I saw the highlights being played on Jaden Daniels and how he wanted him. Would you trade up? You've seen enough? Oh, yeah, I would trade up. You could tell how badly he wants another quarterback. He's brought here because he developed another quarterback. And I will say this. I think that it makes sense to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane running this show. I think you could fire them. I'm disappointed in the performance. This is year number 3, and they are 2-7 yet again with no hope before Thanksgiving. I'm frustrated, but I understand keeping it together. I understand continuity. I understand tired of hiring and firing. If you believe in a guy, if you understand that this is a building process that got hurt by year one of it with the actual success they showed and the first real season of competence since Tom Coughlin left. Like, that first real season of competence and winning, and you want to hold on to that. And despite the fact that winning hurt this team and hurt this rebuild, and you understand where the roster is and you understand everything else, and we'll get to all the different talking points about Saquon Barkley and things being said around the league by players. We're debating whether or not the wide receiver should be talking to his former buddy and college teammate on the sidelines and what he's saying about the play calling after the game. We're focused on all the other things except the fact that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, if they are going to be here, need to, deserve to, and should be developing a young quarterback at some point in their life as New York Giant executives and head coaches. And I'm telling you right now, if they allow Daniel Jones to go out there, and I said this yesterday and I mean this, I respect the hell out of Daniel Jones for one aspect. He is a tough son of a gun. He goes out there. He's willing to take the hits. When he runs the football, he looks for contact. I don't know what the field is like out in Germany. I have no idea how his body's going to handle the play. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I'm not expecting an injury, and I know you can't play for injuries. But if this coach and GM throw this guy out there on a dead season when it's time to evaluate everything you got, I would rather see Locke that they gave $5 million to and see if maybe with the magic touch of Brian Daboll, you get something out of him. I don't know. DeVito, we saw him play last year. Let's see what he can do and play this year. If they run out this quarterback on a dead season and he gets hurt and they are stuck with him next year, they deserve everything they get and everything that follows. These are two guys who are lucky to be keeping their jobs. The owner has given them a vote of confidence. I don't know if it lasts through a 2-win season. I would think it would, especially if they do the right thing and pull the quarterback, who without question was graded very well in this game last week, the highest graded Giant on the field, other than the terrible mistake on the turnover, which, again, is a terrible mistake that he keeps making. But besides that, he played fairly well. I'm not saying he's the reason they lost. I'm not even putting him as the biggest reason they're 2-7. But the fact of the matter is they are 2-7. He is not a quarterback that can elevate them past that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He makes $40 million a year. He's inhibiting them from putting together a better roster. Moving forward with him makes absolutely no sense. And this coach and GM are put here because they drafted and developed Josh Allen out in Buffalo. And this decision to stick with him could hinder their ability to do it here for the New York Giants. If he gets hurt while they're playing, I mean, they deserve everything they get if Daniel Jones gets hurt. If I'm John Mara, I fire them. Because if I'm stuck with Daniel Jones, I have proof positive. I know he went to the playoffs with him 2 years ago. It doesn't work with Brian Daboll. Why would I have Brian Daboll as the head coach of this team if I'm stuck with Daniel Jones? Like, the whole reason I want to stick with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane is because I trust them in a rebuild situation with a young quarterback. And I know the quarterback isn't the class coming out, you know, with Sanders and Ward. I understand it's not the dynamic quarterback draft that it could have been that we're looking at this year. May, we'll see. I think he's showing glimpses already in his short, brief time of playing here with the Patriots of being a star in this league. And obviously, Jaden Daniels is clearly a star in this league. And I understand that we don't know if any of that's going to happen and the draft is a crapshoot and all that. I don't care. You know what's not a crapshoot? 2-7. That seems like a finality to me. And I am tired of the Giants seasons continuing to look like this. And I don't know why. And this better be. I'll continue to say it until I don't. You got the bye coming up. If you want to give a full 2 weeks to get whoever you're going to put at quarterback, whether it's Locke to justify a $5 million contract, whether it's DeVito because of his upside, you want to get a look at him and see if he could like really be a part of this team moving forward, or maybe you can get something for him. I don't know. But like whatever the case may be, if you don't want to put a quarterback in a tough situation of sending him to Germany, you better pray that Daniel Jones makes it through this week. And I understand wanting to give a full 2 weeks and work in there. There is no excuse. This is the last time I'm going to yell about it. There is no reason on God's green earth why Daniel Jones should start week 12 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Honestly, that is malpractice if it happens. You want to make the case that it's you're going to Germany. You don't want to embarrass yourself on the international stage and throw a quarterback who's not ready, hasn't worked with the number one team. Like you could embarrass yourself any further. And in fact, this game to me is extremely important to lose. There are 7 other teams with only 2 wins, including the Carolina Panthers. Let's get a leg up on the Panthers inside this draft. And that's where we are. Make no mistake. That's where Giant fans should be, where the Giants organization should be. It sucks. And I understand you can't play to lose or coach to lose. I don't expect them to do that. But what you can do as the trade deadline approaches right here, you move everybody out. You pull the quarterback that gives you the best chance to win. And you go out to Germany and expect a crap show of epic proportions and do yourself, do this organization, do this team, do this franchise, and do this fan base what's best for everybody and lose this stinking game. Because if you think I'm going to come away at whatever, noon on Sunday, feeling good about a victory in Germany against the Carolina Panthers, you got another thing coming. And I don't understand why they are sticking with Daniel Jones. I honestly don't get it. It's time to move on. Put it past everybody. It's best for him. It's best for everybody. Let's move forward. It's no longer the future of this team. Once you have a quarterback, and I'm tired of hearing the same stuff, man. I heard a caller as I'm coming in, was sitting in the studio, and it's like, well, he had this coach and that coach and the offensive line and this and that. Same thing with like Micah Parsons. We'll get into it, talking about Saquon Barkley. Right? Micah Parsons saying, oh, the Giants didn't respect him. The Giants moved on from him. And now the entire league is paying the price of the Giants' stupidity. Like, do you know what that comment actually means? Like, if you can read between the lines, you know what they're saying with that comment? what Micah Parsons means. It means, why did you have to send Saquon Barkley to a team where he can actually impact the league? I was so happy with him being on the meaningless Giants, doing absolutely nothing, with the same ability, mind you, the same strengths, the same greatness, the same ability, the same, you know, big play ability, the exact same player. You're stupid for sending him to the Eagles, and now he's actually making the league play. Why didn't you keep him in that lousy Giant box in the corner that nobody pays attention to, where he's unable to impact the rest of the NFL because the Giants are so lousy? That's what Micah Parsons is saying when he tells you, oh man, the Giants were stupid and now the whole league is paying for it. In other words, why couldn't the Giants make him pay? Why couldn't the Giants make the league pay with Saquon Barkley? Why can't the Giants make Daniel Jones better, right? We can ask that question. You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it was Shermer or McAdoo, or I know he didn't really have McAdoo, but Shermer, Judge, I don't care. Poor offensive line play. Again, I can't go back and revisit and change things for Daniel Jones. I can't go back and get him Brian Daboll from day one. I can't go in a time machine and fix Daniel Jones. No one is saying that the Giants aren't complicit in breaking Daniel Jones. They most certainly are. They most certainly are. They have been an inept franchise from the minute Daniel Jones walked out onto that platform and hugged the commissioner. No doubt. That doesn't change where we are today. I can't take it anymore. Why something is broken? You walk into a room, I got two kids. A lamp gets broken on the farm. Who broke it? I'll get 17 different answers from those two kids. None of it matters. The lamp is broken. I can't go back in time and teach my kids not to break the lamp. It's over for Daniel Jones. There's no point in running him out there, no matter whose fault it is. Don't break the next guy and give yourself a chance to get the next guy you want. I just, it still boggles my mind. We're answering questions about two-point conversions on a team that's 2-6. We're answering questions about comments from the wide receiver about whether or not he likes the play calling or if he's doing the right thing on the sidelines. Like, and in the meantime, we're running out the same quarterback who could torpedo next year. I don't care about this year. I don't care. I'm glad the two-point conversions didn't work, because what if they won that game against Washington? That's where we're at. All I care about is next year. And running Daniel Jones out there is the only thing that kills next year. Next year is going to be a difficult year for the Giants anyway. We all know it. It's still a lot more roster building. I don't know what the quarterback's going to be. They might not even, with the considering who the quarterbacks are, they might not even start quarterback year one. They might bring in another guy. They might bring in the Sam Darnolds of the world to hold his hand through a season. I don't know. Next year is going to be tough, but what I do know is Daniel Jones on the books for $40 million because they ran him out in Germany in a meaningless game against Carolina, and he hurt himself on a field that I don't know how they treat. Like, that is what I can't deal with. It's time for the Giants to recognize what all of us have recognized. This year's dead. And this owner needs to come out and fire Brian Daboll today, or give them the backing so that they're not out there making poor decisions to try and salvage a season that it doesn't matter if it's salvageable. And even if it is, salvaging it is the worst thing they can do. It's impossible. I can't take this team. Daniel Jones, it's over. We've reached that time. I thought it was last week. Hell, I thought it was 2 weeks ago. I know I'm early to the party. And I'm not taking bows for being right. That's not the point of it. I understand not wanting to do it until, like, really mathematically. But I don't know who could possibly tell you this season's still alive at 2-7. And if the season's dead and the quarterback's not part of the future, there's only one worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is Daniel Jones gets hurt. Why would you risk that? And if it happens, They deserve what they get. If that happens, they deserve what they get. Giant fans don't, but they do. And the Giant fans who defend Daniel Jones, I understand. He wasn't bad in that game. He's had a couple of games this year where he wasn't terrible. He's not the worst thing I've ever seen. He's just not good enough. He's just not good enough. He has bad habits. He's not good enough to uplift the team. He doesn't make the play in the critical moments. He doesn't make the big throw. He doesn't attack down the field. He doesn't put up points. He doesn't. I'm tired of having this conversation. The Giants need to move on for their own sanity and to change the tone and tenor of this season and this franchise, and it needs to start this week. And if not this week, it better. That's the only thing I'm thinking. That you can have a long extended coming off the bye, 2 weeks to install this new quarterback into the offense and give him a full 2 week process of getting one reps. But it's over, and the Giants need to start acting like it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll get to Boris. We will get to the Yankees, Brian Cashman, the opt-out that never was with Gerrit Cole. All that consternation, all that worry, all that what could they do, what should they do to opt out for nothing. And then again, some as taking shots at the Giants as Micah Parsons did of the Cowboys. More stuff from Joe Kelly. Talking about the New York Yankees, more sound, more people commenting, but the Joe Kelly stuff in particular. We're going to get into it, and I got a real question for the New York Yankee fan base. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you, rocking with you all the way until 5 o'clock. We talk a little Knicks as well, as they still are struggling to find themselves in this early season as they lose to Houston last night. The bench only gets 3 points. Not enough to beat this young Houston team. And it's just a matter of finding themselves in this early part of the season with this new team. A lot of minutes for only game 6, the entire second half played by Brunson and everything. So the same questions about Thibodeau, questions about the bench, questions about the communication and getting together. But with only 6 games, the Knicks are still finding themselves in this young season. But we can talk about the Knicks as well. A lot going on this Tuesday morning, Election Day morning. Go out there and vote. I think the polls open up at 6 a.m. by me. I don't know where they open up by you, but go out there, vote today. It's important. Whoever you think should be the next president of the United States, whatever your political leaning is, go out there and voice it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Come back with your phone calls right here on The Fan.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.